Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 20th chapter. One day, as Jesus was teaching the people in the temple and preaching the gospel, the chief priests and the scribes with the elders came up and said to him, "Tell us by what authority you do these things, or who it is that gave you this authority." He answered them, "I also will ask you a question. Now tell me, was the baptism of John from heaven or from man?" And they discussed it with one another, saying, "If we say from heaven, he will say, 'Why did you not believe him?' But if we say from man, all the people will stone us to death, for they are convinced that John was a prophet." So they answered that they did not know where it came from. And Jesus said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things." And he began to tell the people this parable. A man planted a vineyard and let it out to tenants and went into another country for a long while. While the time came, he sent a servant to the tenants so that they would give him some of the fruit of the vineyard. But the tenants beat him and sent him away empty-handed. And he sent another servant, but they also beat and treated him shamefully and sent him away empty-handed. And he sent yet a third. This one also they wounded and cast out. Then the owner of the vineyard said, "What shall I do? I will send my beloved son. Perhaps they will respect him." But when the tenants saw him, they said to themselves, "This is the heir. Let us kill him, so that the inheritance may be ours." And they threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. What then will the owner of the vineyard do to them? He will come and destroy those tenants and give the vineyard to others. When they heard this, they said, "Surely not." But he looked directly at them and said, "What then is this that is written? 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. Everyone who falls on that stone will be broken to pieces, and when it falls on anyone, it will crush him.'" This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Jay Winters from University Lutheran Church and Student Center in Tallahassee, Florida.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Three in One who has given us His authority for the benefit of our neighbor and to the glory of His holy name. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I get to be the pastor at a church at the Florida State University. As such, I get to have quite a few discussions with academics. One of the things that has surprised me while talking to these academics has been what I'd call a bit of a vocational humility. If I'm talking to a philosophy professor and a subject outside of her discipline comes up, she will normally preface the conversation with, "Well, that's not my area. I can't really comment intelligently about that." It's a taboo thing, you see, in academic circles to grasp at authority in a subject matter for which you do not have the proper credentials. Have you ever tried to take authority that didn't belong to you? Well, that is what is happening here in the text of Luke 20, 1-18. In this passage, set in the very seat of God's authority, the temple, Jesus is having a very accusing dialogue with the religious rulers of his day. And the implication is clear. They are trying to steal the kingdom of God away from its rightful owner. They are making claims on the authority that should only belong to Yahweh. Lutherans and other Protestants will recognize an echo of this story in history. This was largely the story of the Reformation. Martin Luther noticed that the religious leaders of his day were trying to steal the authority of God and give it to bishops and kings and popes. But sadly, that isn't the only echo. This is still the story today. Even today, we sinners try to steal God's authority away from Him. We wrangle Bible verses out of their context in order to make points. We pray for things that, if we're honest about it, we're pretty sure that God doesn't want. We make power plays in church councils and on boards of directors. We abuse the word. We abuse the church. And we abuse Christ's very body in our own homes and places of worship. So often, if we are honest in our confession, we want things our way, not God's way. We want our authority to be preeminent, not God's. And yet God's response surprises us. What should God do? He should send armies, legions of angels to kill those wicked tenants, us. But instead, he redeems us by the death of his Son, makes us his church, and gives us a place in the coming of his kingdom. Instead of destroying us for our grabs at authority and power, God actually gives us his authority and power. He appears to the disciples in the upper room and breathes on them, giving the church the authority to forgive sins. He sends the apostles out from the Mount of Ascension with his authority, commanding them to baptize and make disciples. Instead of our illegitimate grabs at authority, he gives us the ultimate legitimacy in the authority of his name and the authority that is in his character, the authority of the gospel. He gives to his church the authority of word and sacrament, and the authority that comes from God and is administered by his church. This is why our baptisms matter, and not the Christian who baptized us. This is why your pastor absolves you as a servant in the stead of the true authority of God. In the gospel, we are set free from our tendency to grab power and use it for ourselves. Rather, we are given the freedom and the power to use the authority given to us by God for the sake of our neighbor. This is the power of the gospel. As we forgive one another's sins, and as we tell the story of Jesus Christ, and as we receive the forgiveness from others in the authority of his gospel. Now may you live today in humility, acknowledging the power and authority that you have been given by Jesus Christ to forgive sins and to proclaim the gospel, not to yourself and not for yourself, but to your neighbor and to the glory of him who gave you his authority for the sake of the suffering, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
We thank Pastor Jay Winters from University Lutheran Church and Student Center in Tallahassee, Florida, for today's meditation on God's Word.